Wednesday, March 12th, the early leaders. It is of no small interest and importance that in choosing leaders, Jesus picked from among the humbler, less educated class of people. Christ did not choose the learning of or eloquence of the Sanhedrins, passing by the self-righteous teachers. The master worker chose humble, unlearned men to proclaim the truths that were to move the world. These men he proposed to train and educate as the leaders of his church. They in turn were to educate others and send them out with the gospel message that they might have success in their work. They were to be given the power of the Holy Spirit, not by human might or human wisdom was the gospel to be proclaimed, but by the power of God. Ellen G. White, Acts of the Apostles, page 17. What do the following texts tell us about why Christ chose the ones he did to lead his church as opposed to those whom many might deem to have the qualities needed for leadership? We must, though, be careful to not make wrong assumptions about why Jesus chose the ones that he did. Jesus was not against the educated or learned class. He himself displayed at a young age, Luke 2:46-47, a great deal of knowledge. It's just that so often those with the most education, wealth, or power aren't ready to humble themselves in the way that one, especially a leader, needs to in order for the Lord to be able to use them. This is not always the case, of course. The Lord did use such men. Think of Nicodemus, Joseph of Arimathea. See also Acts 6:7. It just means that so often these types tend not to be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Read 1 Corinthians 9:19 and Philippians 2:3. What traits are expressed here, and why are these traits so crucial, not just for a leader, but for anyone who profess the name of Christ? How can we learn to possess these traits in our own lives?